Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
He smells like he's going to be a great one, and I'm not talking about his perfume.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. And on Tuesdays, we're joined by the skipper, manager Pat Murphy. Morning, Pat.
Morning.
So Brewers 5-2 losers yesterday. We go again tonight, 12 hours from now. Really appreciate you being up early with us on the West Coast, Murph.
My pleasure, man. My pleasure.
Is that hard on the guys, the two-hour adjustment? I mean, I know it's just part of life in the major leagues, but that you're playing games in the a little bit later than you normally would out here.
Well, I mean, it's part of the job, so you tend not to think about it. Is it hard? It probably is, but we tend not to talk about it because, again, that's part of this life, and we wouldn't trade it.
Pat, do you ever go to any of the places? I mean, obviously, when you've been to all these cities a million times, maybe not, but like Alcatraz or the Wharf, does that ever call your name? You're like, oh, maybe I'll swing by there for a quick visit.
I think some of the guys do that. I've done that a few times, not since my 10 years here. But yeah, I think guys do that. And I think if there's an off day, they feel a little more freedom to do that. When it's game day, I think they feel that less freedom to do that and more, hey, we stay in our routine, what we do on the road. So we don't really get to enjoy the cities the way we could.
Well, I know Willie Adames could host a few guys if some of them are still close. Do you have a minute to catch up with him? Willie Adames, of course, a great Milwaukee Brewer now with the Giants.
Right. We love Willie. You know, most guys on the team have a great relationship with him. So he's been busy catching up with a lot of us. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Tremendous Brewer.
Did you throw him a cookie last night?
We didn't.
That's good.
Sometimes he creates those on his own, but we didn't give him anything to hit last night.
Well, Murph, I don't know how you come off that 14-1 win on Sunday. Just an amazing Easter Sunday for so many fans. I don't know. Maybe it's just my rosy recollection, but I feel like we always have a good Easter Sunday when we're able to host a game at American Family Field.
Well, I felt like that too, to be honest with you. I think fans were fantastic. I mean, I couldn't believe how many fans came out and supported our club, and we had a good ball game, and we're a little inconsistent right now. We're still a little banged up, but last night, it gets you a little bit. It was the type of game we win, and we didn't play our best defense, which is unusual. We've been defensive team of the year for 2 years in a row, and we didn't have our best defensive game, so it hurts still.
No, you've had a couple of roster changes with Durbin there and Yoho there. Is it tough to talk to Logan Henderson after just throwing a gem and saying, hey, we're going to make some roster changes, still love you, but we just don't need you right now?
Yeah, it is tough, very tough, but it is part of the business, and it's the way to do business. You've got to keep guys, you know, you can't just build your roster based on who pitches good the day before. You have an overall plan, and you have to look forward and say what's best right now for us. The best thing was to send him down and let him stay on his same schedule. We're going to need him again. And, but we've got other guys coming back too. And, that was the sensible thing to do there. Doesn't seem like it to many fans, and it might take an explanation for someone who doesn't follow the game or know the ins and outs of the rules of moving up and down. But it was a good move to make.
Talking about Logan Henderson, who pitched six innings in his major league debut, gave up just three hits with that one earned run and one walk, nine strikeouts was the highlight of the line. Murph, that, you know, I know you ask of these guys, look, if you're a starting pitcher for your Milwaukee Brewers, we expect you to go out there and do great things. But, man, even you had to be surprised at that line.
I sure was. I mean, he was a good pitcher for us, and he's a guy in spring training that we looked at, and you know, he really wasn't in contention of making the team, but it was someone we wanted to learn a lot more about and knew that he would probably have to come up and help us this year. We didn't maybe understand it was going to be this quickly because of the rash of injuries, But, you know, we couldn't be more pleased with how he presented himself. And we're pretty certain now, hey, this guy's a capable major league pitcher. Because you really got to go out and do it. You can talk about it all you want, but there's a lot more to it than just ability. And he proved that he's ready for it.
Did you get Caleb Durbin his baseball? Was he able to get his home run ball?
I think he did. Yeah, exactly.
Boy, what's
they do a pretty. The league ahead. Does a pretty good job, and even you know what's kind of cool is even players on the other team contribute to this. Everybody understands what a big deal it is, and you want people to have those memories and mementos, and the other teams are aware of it, and they contribute when the ball goes around the infield, and they know it was his first or whatever. They take a moment and make sure that we get the ball.
Murph, I love that you appreciate that. I think probably there was a time where maybe a manager would be like, well, I don't worry about that. Exactly. But I think one thing I love about you and about your style is you just have such an appreciation for how special it is for these guys to be doing what they do, for you to do what you do. And there's a reverence for that. And I'm sure the guys appreciate that you value all that.
Well, thanks for saying that. I mean, they may not, after the conversation I'm going to have with them today, they may not.
A little tough pregame, okay.
Really, really give a flip to how I appreciate the game. But no, it is. It's special to be part of this, and especially part of the Brewers, and through thick and thin, you know. It's something I really do value. It's authentic for sure.
What I really appreciate is that, I swear, the ball club has great baseball names. Quinn Priester, Caleb Durbin, Craig Yoho. These are great baseball names.
All right. Well, if you say so, because I don't really think of it that way. I think of it as we've got some great players, but I hear what you're saying. It's kind of fun to have fun with their names, and they're even better people. So that's the part that really fires you up.
Really looking forward to hearing what you call Yoho, because we assume there'd be some
kind of nickname in there, yeah.
Well, it started as Yoo-hoo, so.
It can stay there. That works for us. Thanks, Murph. 8:51 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
You,
best of luck tonight. We got the Brewers and the Giants with another 8:45 first pitch right here on WTMJ. 8:51.